the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal.
Now that's their what we call walk-up music for Brooke Way, who is with Vitalant. Yeah, they're the blood donation folks here along the Front Range of Colorado. And you've had walk-up music before, Brooke, right?
No, but that was lovely. I would always love that song to play.
Dina DeRose version of The Good Life, and Brooke Way on the line with us from Vitalant. We're going to talk just a little bit about the need for blood donations along the Front Range of Colorado. I guess it's time to hit the red button, Brooke. We are a little behind what you need to gather up in blood donations.
Yes, so the coronavirus, you know, it's impacted so much of our daily lives, and that includes blood donation. In April alone, we have seen 600 blood drives canceled. And we're projected to lose around 20% of our blood donations every single week in April because of the coronavirus.
Is it a health concern? Well, you can't have all those people gathered together. Usually there's long lines and that the mobile vans are out there.
Yes, yeah, so we've had to change a lot of our processes, you know, to follow requirements of the FDA and the CDC and social distancing. And, you know, because of our shelter-in-place order, some people don't know if it's okay to leave their homes. Well, blood donation is an essential healthcare activity, so mm-hmm. It is okay to still leave your home and go donate blood right now.
Well, I've done it quite a few times myself. I know there's usually about a 15 to 20 minute interview. Is it about in there? You have to go through the interview, the screening. I say, hey, just put my numbers in there. You know who I am. And they're like, no, we have to ask these questions every time because we don't know where you've been. We don't know what you've been doing. And the important thing is to keep that blood supply really clean and to get folks who haven't done it before to get out there and do it.
Exactly. We're being very safe right now. It's very safe to donate. What we're doing, what we always do, we have very rigorous disinfection protocols. Our staff wears gloves. They wash their hands or use sanitizer after every donor. We're disinfecting every donor bed after everyone comes in. And yes, we're going to ask those health questions that are important to make sure no one's feeling sick when they donate. You're not supposed to have a temperature when you come in, but we are being proactive and taking people's temperatures before they donate. So we're really trying to make it as safe as possible right now to get those blood donors to come into our centers and those blood drives and donate blood to help people survive.
All right, full disclosure, Brooke, is it people like me, people that have given blood? I'm probably 6 pints, maybe 8 over the last few years. Or is it people who have never done it before and just want to really pitch in at a time where you really need it?
You know, we're asking for everyone. So people like you and those new people who've never donated before, it's a perfect time right now to give back to the community if you're healthy. It's a way to give of yourself. It's a life-saving transfusion for someone. You know, we can't get to the point where there's no blood for trauma victims, those undergoing cancer treatments, and those who have blood disorders and need transfusions to stay alive on a regular basis. So despite what's going on with COVID-19, we still have all of these patients who need blood daily.
Okay, so, you know, time for me to get off my rear end and get in there and get it done, because it really does feel great. Plus, there are snacks, and the people are so much fun. You've got a website and a phone number. So the website is Vitalant, V-I-T-A-L-A-N-T, Vitalant.org. And
correct. The
phone number 303-363-2300. If I hit the website, it'll tell me where to go. Where we can donate blood?
Yeah, there's a whole location site. There's also on the website, and there's also eligibility requirements. So if you have any questions about whether you're eligible, those are all there as well as more info about what we're doing about COVID-19 and precautions.
All right. It's Brooke Way from Vitalant, recruiting people to get in there and just get it done. It's an important time. Hey, this is spring, and they always need a lot, but especially now with projected decreases in donations. Come on, Jazz fans.